The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. A few days ago, a gunman opened fire in Tucson, Arizona and killed 6 people and wounded 14 more. Among those shot was a U.S. representative and a judge. The news media, psychiatrist, and talk show host have tried to answer the question, why do tragedies like this occur? And, as usual, most of them aren't even close. But there is a simple root reason for things like this occurring. But because of the general media's rejection of the Bible as the understanding for life, they can come up with only more questions and no definitive answers. The Bible explains why mankind behaves the way we do. It's simple. Because of our refusal to allow the life of God to enter us in the Garden of Eden so we could be a channel of the life of God in this earth, we received a sin principle. That is, a root of sin that colors all our thinking. It produces the attitude, I want what I want when I want it. This causes us to lash out at others when we don't get what we want when we want it. This attitude is the foundation of all the political philosophies in the world, except God's original plan for government, which is the one revealed in the Bible. The accused gunman was of a political philosophy that has set itself against God, and thus God's creation of mankind. Fox News reported that in his backyard there was found a satanic altar. On his Facebook site, among his favorite books was listed The Communist Manifesto, and Mein Kampf. Mein Kampf was written by Adolf Hitler, and the title means My Struggle. It becomes obvious, contrary to the way the secular media tried to spin it, that his root thinking was against God and the Bible. Thus, we have another example of the wrong thinking producing the wrong actions. Jesus identified this principle when he stated, For a good tree brings not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. What we put into our mind is going to determine our actions. Therefore, when things like the Communist Manifesto are what you put into your mind, you're naturally going to develop a lack of respect for others' property, including their life, since it teaches that only a few are wise enough to rule everyone else, and that violent revolution is the way to establish a new humanistic government that will produce world peace and prosperity. This young man was simply acting out what he had put into his mind. But the foundation of American thinking was completely different from this. The wisdom of America's founders never ceases to amaze me. They warned us of the tragedies that would come if we removed the teaching of the Bible from the minds of our youth. Daniel Webster, the great statesman of the early 1800s, summed up their teaching when he stated, quote, If God and His Word are not known and received, the devil and his works will gain the ascendancy. If the evangelical volume does not reach every hamlet, the pages of a corrupt and licentious literature will. If the power of the gospel is not felt throughout the length and breadth of the land, he said, anarchy and misrule, degradation and misery, corruption and darkness will reign without end. The thought is one to cause solemn reflection on the part of every patriot and Christian, Webster said. What are you putting into the minds of children? Are you certain it will produce a life which respects the property of others because you got it from the Bible? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars and our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That's heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.